previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Just talking about this whole anthem situation, especially when the box travel. That's when the problems come in. Sometimes even here, because it's a big song. And I'm saying, I spoke to management earlier this morning about sponsoring a singer to go over and sing for the box overseas. How hard can it be, for goodness sake? You know, we'll beg, steal and borrow.
Yeah.
We're not people, man.
We absolutely do.
Discount on the airline even.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Accommodation. We know people there.
We know people.
Yeah.
It's a couch.
It'll be fine. So you say you know the person who actually did it for over 20 years.
Well, who helped with the organization, Anne Lee Murray, was the Springboks PR for over 20 years.
Yeah?
A lot of people call her the first lady of Springbok rugby. She was there through multiple coaches, captains, seen it all. Planned the logistics, had the wives and kids and girlfriends and whatever travel and all of, she knows all of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
The logistics around a tour like this.
Yeah. And it gets tricky.
That's maybe why they say, listen, when it comes to the song, not my problem. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? She's on the line.
Yay, Anne Lee.
Anne Lee, how are you?
Hi, Martin. Hi, Carla.
Hey,
hi.
What a job you had. For over 20 years you did this.
Yes, I did. Martin, I can't hear you very well, but yes, I did. I had 248 test matches with the team.
Wow.
You've seen a lot of test matches.
I have. Yeah.
And listen, does it get the anxiety on match day or leading up to match day must be immense?
Well, it is, and you know, I mean, I sort of hear that you everyone's a bit of up in arms today about the anthem, but nobody would go out there and you know specifically try and make the anthem bad. You know, obviously it's such an emotional thing. If there was an Oscar for singing of the anthem, I think Sia would win it. You could see how he sings it every single time.
No, he does it with great passion. But what is the story? Is it a tradition? Is it a money thing? Why are we asking foreigners to sing our songs? And the same goes for the other sides.
Yeah. No, so I'll tell you what it is. I mean, it's a great idea to get someone and to fly someone over and have a fun thing.
I
know Bobby van Jaarsveld, he sang it a few times. So it's planned long in advance. So it's not going to happen, unfortunately, next week in Ireland. It's planned. The host nation is responsible for the singing of the anthem. So as when we have foreign visitors here, we would plan the anthem singer here. So that's why often you'd get an Afrikaans singer or Bobby or an English singer or whoever singing the Italian or the Argentinian or the New Zealand anthem here. But we would plan it. It would be planned long in advance. And I think sometimes maybe they just get it a bit wrong. But nobody would go out there and purposely do that.
Now, you see, I don't understand that part at all. And sometimes my head works differently, clearly, you know, than other people's. But I don't understand how a team cannot just send one more person. It's one more hotel room. Mm. It's one more seat on the airplane. And also, it's a fantastic way of representing your country. So you become part of the geselskap. You become part of the company, the whole team going over. So you've got your team, obviously the doctor, the physios, you, blah, 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 and then a singer or even a choir, if budget allows, to go over with the team and actually show off something from your country to the stadium there and to the TV cameras there. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to showcase talent. And the same goes for the other teams.
Yes.
So it'll be a talking point. Who is New Zealand sending to sing their anthem? Who's Ireland? Yeah. And you might even find in that case, I don't know, England could send, you know, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
America, Taylor, Tay-Tay, whatever the case may be. But I don't understand how this, is it worth challenging it? I mean, I know I'm now scratching on clearly what has been a thing for the last how many years.
Yeah.
But is it worth disrupting that arrangement?
I think that certainly it's a talking point. And it's certainly, you know, over the years when I was with the team, I can only speak for then. If someone had requested they were going to be in New Zealand or whatever, or in Australia, would they sing? And then we would write to Australia and New Zealand and ask them. And very often they would say yes. So I'm sure that the host nation wouldn't have an issue with it, but it is there, you know, and they would certainly try and do it to the best of their ability. I mean, you know, sometimes we do get it wrong. I mean, I was in that test match when Ross Dumasani sang it.
I was there with you, Al.
Remember, and we were standing there, and literally, I sort of looked at the players. I was standing opposite them singing the anthem, and when it started, and Skalkberger's sort of face was this, he didn't know if he should laugh or what he should do.
Yeah, he thought it was a joke at first, and then he realized the cameras were on. Yeah,
well, you see, you wrote to the wrong person there.
Exactly, and what happens in a test match week? You would have a test match meeting. You'd have a, you know, and the host country would give you. We'd have a meeting within the operations team. So we would go to the Viva Stadium like this week and have a meeting. And they would then say in the run order, you know, Martin is singing the anthem this week, and he's a singer from South Africa or whatever. So the visiting team would also know who it is. But yeah, I think that's a great idea, Martin. I mean, what a nice way to showcase our talent. And yes, it would be great.
It could be the one thing I become famous for, is disrupting this little tradition and starting a new thing. And it could even be a voting thing. So imagine each country, you know, gets South Africans or New Zealanders or whatever, Australians get to kind of vote for the singer. It's like a different kind of hit parade, isn't it? And then you obviously, if that person is booked, then there's a bench. If they stuff it up, there's a bomb squad.
Bring on the bomb squad.
You know, but I just think going forward, it could be a lacquer one. And we avoid this, because I feel, I said this earlier, I don't know if you heard it on air, Anne Lee, but I was saying that I feel for these other singers as well. Our song is a lot, eh? Our anthem is
it's quite an anthem.
You know, it's quite a bit for the average South African. So now imagine someone, you don't speak any of those languages, you may have never heard it in your life before. And then also the lady from Italy last week, and then she hit a wobble with the Afrikaans and the English.
It's such an integral part of the test match. It's such a wonderful part of it. I mean, I just absolutely loved the anthem. I sort of always got into trouble with the players because I loved all anthems. So I would find myself sort of singing "A Flower of Scotland," and they would see me and they would find me afterwards. But I just loved the anthem.
That's a talking point, eh? Apart from our own anthem, what is the best anthem in the world? But listen, Anne Lee, where do you stay? Are you in Gauteng?
No, I'm based in Cape Town. But I'm actually traveling to Dublin this week to watch the test. So I'm really excited.
Taking me with you.
We're coming. Come on, X. Like old times.
We're coming with him. Anne Lee, here's the thing. Whenever you are around again, I think it'll be lucky to chat with you.
Absolutely, because you probably have.
Yes.
Guys, imagine the story.
Can I just say, she has seen more than most Springbok coaches and most Springboks. In fact, she knows more than most Springbok coaches.
And we are very curious people. I have questions for you, Anne Lee Murray. Listen, thanks for your time on the line from Cape Town. Enjoy every moment in Dublin. And by the way, who is singing for us in Dublin?
I don't know.
I would have to find out. Obviously, as I said, they have this meeting. I'm going to find out.
Can you find out for us? And also, for me to table this suggestion that I came up with this morning, who do I speak to? Is it Sia or Rassi?
You'd have to speak to the marketing department at SA Rugby. You could speak to Marlon.
Marlon!
Okay, cool.
Anne Lee, I love you. You're literally Marlon. Just like, cool, but just speak to Marlon. Okay. I'm finally singing for you guys.
And just so you know, Anne Lee, I'm not the kind of mailing type, hey, how does this find you and all that nonsense. I'm a WhatsApp kind of type. So let's see if Marlon.
I'll send you Marlon's number straight away.
There we go.
That's right.
This is why she organized for 20 years. Look how quick it is.
Anne Lee, they clearly miss you. Thank you very much for your time, Anne Lee. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Cheers, Abe.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys. Bye, Ixie.
Anne Lee Murray, thanks for that contact. What a fantastic she's got stories to tell.
She's got so many stories to tell.
Yes, like she was the logistics manager, marketing.
Her title was Springbok PR officer. Yeah, but she wrote a book after she retired, and that's definitely worth a read.
I'm sure she wrote a book. I want to know more about that. Thank you.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.